This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with your hosts, Captain Mickey Eastman and Captain Benny Hatton. Presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years. Captain Benny is a licensed Coast Guard captain. Now, here they are together, your hosts, Captain Mickey and Captain Benny.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman.
I'm Captain Benny Hatton.
Producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, everyone. It's John Boudreau.
Here we go. Well, Open Land Fun Sunday again.
Give us a call, 713-572-4610.
There you go. Thank you for that. That's saves me having to say it, but anyway.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, man, that's why I'm here. Maybe the big bucks.
Cowboys lost, so now everybody's calling them cowgirls. So
did they? They lost?
Yeah, they lost.
I went to bed around at 8:30, so I didn't get to
see
much.
They lost by 8 points.
So. Woo! At least it was close.
Yeah, they started off with a lead, and it just happens. Games are won in the trenches this time of year. Whoever dominates the line and the running game is going to win. Our sponsors for today's show, the Belleville Meat Market, Skeeter's Auto Service, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop. Right now, weather in Galveston, 48 degrees down there. Winds are light out of the east-northeast, and it looks like sunny skies today with a high around 55. They are calling for those north winds to come up and be 10 to 20 miles per hour today. And then tonight, looking at mostly clear skies with a low of 44. That's down on the island. Winds will be north-northeast 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow, north-northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with a high of only 54 tomorrow. That'll be your high tomorrow in Galveston.
54.
54.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, I've got a problem over here, Mick.
What's that?
I have no computer. Yeah.
What is the deal? It said set up. Did you press the F2 key on there? You gotta press F1 and then go to F2, and then that'll give you your onboard diagnostics, and you can press the F5 key, and that should.
Nope. It's a rear fan failure.
Okay, we got a burnout over there. Yeah, sound like the space shuttle just gave up. Well, I tell you what, I can find some offshore stuff. If it my slow computer will come, maybe your fan's burning mine out now. All right, here we go. It's trying. All right, offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. It's north at 22, gusting to 27 out there. 60-degree water, 50-degree air. Inshore, Eagle Point, north at 13, gusting to 18. Morgan's Point, north-northwest, 13, gusting to 17. 56 degree water at all those locations. So
barometric 56 degree water.
Yeah. Barometric pressure is 30.26 inches and steady. That's our inches of mercury this morning. Tides for today. We're on a four tide schedule. 4:59 AM. There will be a low. It's an 0.3. Then at 9:34 AM, it's the next tide, 0.4. And then a low at 2:14 PM at 0.2. And then a high at 9:53 PM. An 0.7. Boy, I got a cough this morning.
A cough?
Yes.
Well, you hadn't been out to the boat show. That's what.
Oh, they say there's a. It's kind of a viral deal.
Uh oh.
Going around. And this cough could last for a month to 6 weeks, they're saying.
Come on.
You'll be fine. Everything's good, and then you start getting tingling in your throat.
Mm.
Some kind of weird culture stuff. A lot of people have got it. I was making fun of some friends I have had this cough for about 6 months. Now I'm getting it. I noticed it kind of started yesterday. So.
What goes around comes around, huh?
Boy, it does. For the people I hang out with.
Yeah.
But anyway, I guess we got everything covered up here. We've got our mics working now. I can hear myself in the headphones. Everything's turned up.
Everything on God's
green earth
is okay.
Does it sound good in there? Is everything clear in there?
I think so.
Everything according to Hoyle.
Is according to Hoyle.
Oh, my.
That's old school. It's a good deck of cards. Well, anyway, give us a call up here. We're open for business, 713-572-4610.
That's 713-572-4610.
Well, it's Bolton hung on to that.
The lead, huh?
Lead. I think yeah. He weighed in around 19 pounds yesterday, and he's got the outright lead was 73 something. I'm gonna bring it up here so I can be exact on it. I don't wanna miss an ounce or two, so I might get in trouble for that.
You won't be quite precise, huh?
Yeah, you gotta be precise.
Be precise.
Be precise. Gotta be right on the money.
If you don't, we'll hear from it.
Oh yeah, you definitely will. Well, where'd it go? Day three. There we go. Let's go to day three. So today there'll be the top 10 that'll go out here real quick. Terry Bolton from Benton, Kentucky. He's got 15 bass weighing in at 73.13. That's just a tad under a 5-pound average. Nick LeBron, Bossier City, Louisiana. He's got 15 bass for 69.1. And Brian Thrift from Shelby, North Carolina, 15 bass at 68.14. He's in third. We do have three Texas boys in there in the top 10 anyway. We got Jim Tutt from Longview. He's in fourth. Then you got Jordan Osborne from Longview in sixth. And Tom Reddington from Roy City. He's in seventh. All right. Boy, I can hear clear this morning. I can hear everything you're doing over there.
Oh, yeah?
I mean everything.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, let's get to our phone lines. Let's go to, I guess that's Daryl on one. Yeah, Daryl. Daryl, good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
Good morning, Mickey. Good morning, Benny.
What's
morning.
Up?
I got a question on boat motors. Do you think that 7 Marine motor is going to be here? And what's the dependability on it?
7 Marine. I have no experience with it. I absolutely know no one that has one, so I'm
I know they claim a lot of horsepower, but they're very, very expensive. They're over 600 horsepower.
Yeah, but I just don't know anything about them. I just don't like speaking about something I don't know a thing about, my friend.
Okay,
I can tell you all you want to know about Mercury, Honda, Yamaha, Suzuki, all that, but I can't stick my neck out on that one because I have no idea about it. Nothing.
Okay, I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, but I've heard you talk about Lamar boats quite a bit.
Yeah, when we're making fun of Maurice's boat, my dad's old Lamar, yeah, all the old-timers ran them.
Yes, sir. My dad worked at Central Boat Works in Lamar, Texas. That's where they made them. He worked there from the mid-50s till 1981. So I'm real familiar with Lamar boats.
Yeah, that's about when they went out of business. I think my dad bought a Lamar Lancer from them in 77. That was the last one he bought from them. And what was that guy's name that owned that place? Satterwhite or Satterfield?
Mr. Quinlan owned it when he passed. Lindell Satterwhite, his son-in-law, took over.
That's what I thought, Satterwhite.
Yeah, yeah. But when my dad started out there, they were building boats out of marine plywood or mahogany plywood when he first started. That's how long ago it was. Mm-hmm. So I just enjoy the conversation. I'll let y'all go, and y'all have a good Sunday.
Hey, you bet. And I kind of like them old plywood boats that are glassed in. I've still got one at Kenner. You can't, you know, everybody's into all this composite stuff now, which it's lighter, but, you know, PT boats were made out of marine plywood, and what they went through in World War II, I'm kind of fond of them. Fiberglass goes a long way. I like strength and weight.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Thanks for the call. See ya. All right, who do we have next? We got Walter. Man, we hadn't talked to him in a while. Yeah, Walter, what's up, man?
Oh, nothing much. Happy fun Sunday to you, gentlemen.
You too, my friend.
Look, Captain Benny, I was at the boat show. I walked around and walked around, was looking for you, listening for you last night. but I didn't find you.
Probably
you
wouldn't see a man about a dog.
Oh, okay. All right. You know, the boat show or no show is the same without Larry the Knife Man being there.
That's yeah.
Normal stops, but then I stopped at the Snapper Slapper booth, and Woody had already left for the day. I was going to try to have some story swapping with him. But look, I stopped by the fish dude. I told him.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
I'm not. Look, you
no, Richard's as good as they can be. He didn't bend your ear, did he?
No, not really. I say, man, you don't look anyway like you sound.
I know. Isn't that something?
I said, I expected to see somebody just bouncing up and down. You know, I guess it was 50. Maybe he was kind of, you know, wore down by that time.
Right.
All day. But he gave me some information about some places where he goes to catch bait. And, you know, anyway, I told him I definitely want to book trips with him. But I told him that when he talks to you this morning, to tell him tell you I said hello. My plan was to be out of phone range by the time you came on. I showed him this text. My buddy texted me at 6:51. He said, "See you at 3 a.m." So I get a call. The alarm clock wasn't going off to 2:30. He says he can't make it. I went over there after the boat show and offloaded all the stuff so we wouldn't have to do it at my house. We were going in this four-wheel drive truck. So all my stuff is in there except I didn't take the gun and my backpack with all the black powder stuff. So I had to retool, but you know, one little snap hole doesn't really stop the show.
Mm-hmm.
Look, have you looked at that?
You broke up, Walter. Repeat that.
There's a SIG 365. It's supposed to be the Golden Grail. You know, versus that Glock 43. I know you have a Glock 43.
Yeah, I got 42, 43. I count all the ones I've got.
Well, I counted them, and so I got 11. So
we're about the same. I think that's about what I'm sitting on, 10 or 11 of them.
Yeah, well, you know what? I like to be even. I'm trying to figure out which one I need. I need one more to make a even dub. But
need to just go for the baker's dozen, 13 of them, man. Hey, Walter, hang on a second. I got to stay with the clock. I got to go with a break right quick. Hang with me. I'll be right back to you.
The Outdoor Show continues now, presented by Hook's Pit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Open Line Fun Sunday. Welcome back to the Ponderosa. Hey, Hoss. All right, let's go back to Walter and finish up with him. See what else he's got to offer here. All right, Walter, we were talking a little bit about pistols, and you were talking about, what was that, the SIG, Sarah, the 365 you were talking about?
Yeah,
that's it. It's the SIG platform, but it's the same size, kind of like the Glock 43 as you're talking about, right?
Yeah. But, you know, it comes with, it has a 10-shot
mag for it, yeah.
And they do have a 12, you know, so you're getting a lot more bang for your buck with that.
Yeah.
It's real nice. I was surprised how well it shot, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
SIG like makes good stuff.
Oh, yeah. But another thing I was looking at, well, you know, another Glock, I was thinking about, like you said, the a long slide 10.
Yeah.
but then that'll make me have three of them. And then the other one was a another Glock 19. I got one that's, I got two of those, but one of them is the MOS. I wanted to have another MOS. So I'm kind of in a quandary about that. But I just looked at, well, I ordered, it wasn't available, an 8-shot 357 with a, it's like a 2-inch barrel. It's 2.75-inch barrel.
Yeah.
I was thinking
that's about, a snub nose right there, buddy.
Yeah. I was going to replace my Bulldog with that. You know, the ammo is more readily available. That 44 Special, you know, it's not. You don't see that on the shelf all the time.
No, and plus you can shoot that 357, you can shoot 38 through it too.
You're right.
You know.
Right. Got to save some money and be able to shoot more, you know.
That's it.
But anyway, look, guys, first time I talked to you, Happy New Year. I heard you guys, but I didn't get a chance to talk to you. Usually I'm out of range by the time y'all come on.
Yeah, you enjoying your retirement years now?
Yeah. Like I say, I still wake up and have to brush work dust off me, you know. I ain't got into the groove. I got still about 2 or 3 years of projects to, you
sure.
know, to work on. But, hey, I got the rest of my life, so I ain't in no rush. Like the lady told me, she doesn't wake up. She doesn't do anything all day, and she doesn't start till 10. I say, well, I heard somebody say that they don't do anything all day and they don't start till noon.
That's it. That's what retirement's all about. Just go at your own pace. Do it the way you want to do it.
But you want, I'm going to tell you this. This is the truth. Actually, I've been busier since I retired.
Yeah, you're trying to do a lot of things you couldn't do while you were working.
And it seems like I work on these different things all day and still don't make any progress. So I'm not going to stress a little bit at a time. Anyway, hey, I know y'all got other callers.
All right, Walter. Hey, it's good hearing from you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm going to try not to let it be so long. All right.
You call us when you get time. Enjoy your retirement and enjoy your life, my friend.
All right, will do. You too.
All right, buddy. All right.
Thank you, Walter.
Man. All right. All right, good to hear from old Walter. Hadn't heard from him in a while. And, you know, there's a lot of guys we hadn't heard from in ages.
Yeah.
Cajun Pete, that's what I'm worried about.
I hear you.
He just vanished.
He just dropped off
the face
of the
earth. He retired, and that was it. I mean, we talked to him a few times, and he's just gone. All right, let's go to Glenn. This must be our buddy Glenn from Ohio here. Glenn, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I sound like I'm talking on the retiree show this morning.
Well, we're all there.
Yeah, there you go. Especially after a legacy caller like him.
Yeah, Walter from Fresno.
I always enjoy listening to Walter. So anyway,
he's a good guy.
How you doing? Benny? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Doing good.
So yeah, we're down here on the island. So we escaped that snowstorm up in the Midwest. So we're good to be down here.
I'd like to see that snow move over farther east today and for that New England game.
Hey, there you go. It's always fun to watch football in that. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, boy, it was good to hear about Lamar boats. I owned a 1974 Lamar 17-foot. And my fondest memory of that, I was towing that thing. You know how heavy those Lamars were. I had 115 Evinrude on the back of it, and I was towing it. Of all things, I was young and foolish, but I was towing it with a 1968 Mustang.
Good Lord. And
every time I pull off the boat ramp, I knew they'd have to put a new clutch in the damn car, you know, trying to pull that thing out.
Yeah, I bet you went through a few tailpipes and bumper scraping, too.
Yeah, but I was pretty young and foolish. Anyway, I was the funniest thing I remember is going down Nassau 1, and Mustangs had a real bad habit of the seat backs breaking. And that dang seat back busted on me, and I'm driving down Nassau 1 looking up at the headliner of my car, trying to figure out how to stop the car before I run off the road. So,
I remember that. Those flip back seats, those bucket seats on those Mustangs, you'd just be driving down the road and they'd just give up. You'd be laying in the back seat.
You got it. Well, I was doing that, pulling a 17-foot Lamar down NASA Road 1.
With a Mustang. Anyway. Well, I laugh. My truck was in the shop, and I had this old Montego with a trailer hitch on it, a Mercury Montego, and I hooked my big 21 Mako to it. Plog and I went fishing, and he backed it down in there, and I drove that Mako up on the back of it, and that old bumper almost set on the ground. But, it, you know, I didn't live but like a quarter mile from the boat ramp. And James burned a brand-new set of tires off of it, pulling out of the ramp. I'm yelling at him, let off of it. And he thought I was telling him to hit it. He boiled those tires completely off of that. And all I was going to do was start the motor back up and put it in gear and push him out. You know, a lot of people don't realize you can push a vehicle out of the ramp with your outboard. And
I never thought about that.
We used to do that. We'd put in on those side of the road ramps where we really didn't have a boat ramp. It was easy to put them in, but everybody goes, well, how are we going to get this thing out? I said, you just back it in here, and I'll get it on the trailer. I'll push you out. Really? I said, yeah. Just don't give it to – you know, everybody wants to really mash down on the gas when they're pulling a vehicle out of a ramp. You just ease down on it because once those tires break loose, you're done. You got to keep the tires from breaking loose. And I just put that engine in gear and put her on the console and do some pushing. It'll just help that truck right out of those – bad ramps.
Do you remember those bumper hitches that used to bolt to the bumper?
Yeah, that was that was an accident looking for a place to happen, man.
Well, like the guy that I ran around with in high school was a little older than me. He had a little aluminum boat and motor. That's the one we used to go out to the jetties in, a 13-foot aluminum boat with a 6-horse Johnson. Anyway, we were going down West Galveston Island down there where S Curve is. And he used to drive too fast with that thing. Anyway, he put on the brakes, and this is a Ford Falcon, and I saw something passes on the left, and it was the boat, motor, and trailer. It had come off that hitch.
Whose boat is that? Oh, my God, that's mine. I've done that before. I had a trailer tire come off and pass me up. Boy, once they come off that trailer, they pick up some speed, man. It'll come by you at about 100.
Boy, the hair curls up on the back of your neck when stuff like that happens.
I'm telling you, it's nasty. Yeah. We've done some limping over the years.
You can give me some advice and counsel. I've completely reverted in my retirement years. I've gotten tired of heavy boats and motors, so rather than repower my old rig, I'm now in a new 18-foot aluminum with a 50 Honda, and I'm going lightweight and back to basics, and so my tendency this time of year is to run to the bayou and fish deep water for trout and that, or am I still going to do okay going out in the bays and doing some shallow water stuff?
Yeah, you just got to pick your days, man, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Your fishability, everything will still be the same. You can't go when it's blowing 20, though, but, you know.
Well, no, that's right. So I've never been a real shallow water fisherman. I've always typically headed to deep holes and, you know, out to the jetties and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I've just got to relearn shallower fishing out in West Galveston Bay.
That's it. That's what God put flats on the bay shorelines for us, for guys like us to wade fish them.
I'd like to wade fish again. I did it, you know, when I was younger, but I just feel like I'm getting too old to get out there and get in trouble.
Nah, I know guys at 80 and 90 years old still wading. That's why they're still alive.
Yeah, maybe.
Just pace yourself. Just take it easy, you know. And, you know, unless you got health issues where you get cramps and things like that, then you got, you know, it's a little scary. But, no, just go for it.
Yep.
Slide them on and go. Put them waders on, tighten her up, hit the water, baby. Stay out of the mud, though.
Stay out of the mud. That's
right. Mud doesn't work too good on us old guys anymore.
There you go.
I spent a lot of time in that mud, but I run from it now.
There you go.
Or no, I walk from it.
Walk from it. Yeah. No running anymore.
My running days are over.
And look, those toe heads underneath there, they'll eat your lunch pretty good.
Them pig ears, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Stump your toe on one of them, you go in head first. But
ouch. Mm-hmm.
All right, Glenn.
Low and slow.
I got to roll, my friend.
See you later.
Later, Gator.
Bye, guys.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and take our bottom of the hour break. It's 4:30 here, so let's go ahead and get that. We'll come back with Ray Stanley on Open Line Fun Sunday. Good morning. You're on the Outdoor Show.
And there's two or three places like that.
Become normal fishing for me then. I'm a struggler. The struggle is real. I struggle all day.
The struggle's real over
there.
That's
it, man. I struggle all day.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey and Captain Benny will tell you where to go and what to throw.
I remember a buddy of mine tied our surfboards down on my GTO when I was going through the Baytown LaPorte tunnel headed to Galveston, and they blew off.
Oh, no.
I didn't even go back. It was all a bloody mess back then.
I'm just glad
that surfboard didn't go through somebody's grill.
Went on to Galveston and went to the surfboard shop.
They hunting and fishing all the time, and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen. And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show, presented by Hook's Bit Performance Rods on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Open Line Fun Sunday. 4:37 in the Bayou City. A little chilly out there this morning.
Just a little nippy.
Perfect January weather. Playoffs today. Two more rounds of it.
Boat show today.
Yeah.
Last round of it.
Well, I remember we used to always had to have a TV in the boat show, and everybody had a ball game on it. Got your rabbit ears up with foil on them, trying to get some kind of signal in there. Remember those days?
Now I guess they got cable just piped right in there.
Oh, now you just stream it on your phone and Bluetooth it in there. If you got a smart TV. I've got two
my
smart
TV's TVs. As smart as the guy who's operating
that's
it.
That's it. I've got all that. I even got a keyboard for one and a mouse and all that, and I don't even use it. They sold me all that, and it was a waste of extra money.
But goodness.
Anybody that's really tech savvy and wants to come over and
teach you how to do that.
But it is cool. I can go through my phone. I can link it into my TV and go through my pictures on there and look at, fish photos and deer photos and stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
You can look at dead book, huh?
No, I can look at my
your stuff.
My
okay.
dead stuff.
Your dead stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't post dead stuff on Facebook anymore. That's out now. That's old school.
That's old school. Okay.
Yeah. That's for the pilgrims now. All right. Let's go to Ray on one. Ray in Highlands. What's up, man?
Well, it's another great day in Highlands, I'll tell you.
And what's so great about today in Highlands? Y'all got a parade over there or something today?
Oh yeah. Well, they had, they have a last year they had the pretty girl parade and
right.
They had to cancel it because one of them got sick and the other didn't want to march by herself. But anyway, I had a good time out at the boat show, visiting with Captain Benny, and I got to walk around with one of my favorite guys, Rick Fisher, and we made kind of a game. I like to always see how many brands pop up that you never heard of before, and see if they're still there the next year, because there's always four or five of them that pop up, and then there's four or five of them that go away.
Oh, the copycat stuff.
No, yeah. There's a ski boat being made down in Mexico that they're selling that stuff. I guess, I forget who's selling it, but you know what? A ski boat made in Mexico, that just ain't right, is it?
No, not in my books anyway.
Anyway, the guy was talking about Seven Marine. That those guys are doing good in Florida. They're not making that many of them, so they're putting them on the big boats over there. That's just a Cadillac, that little Cadillac V8 sticking under that cowling and hooked up to that outdrive. And they've got some big performance numbers. And
yeah, what is that? That 403 block or whatever it is they put in the Cadillacs. I know I drove one. In second gear, when you hit second gear, you better be on your game because you'll end up facing back the other way. I mean, that that car would not handle second gear with that engine in it. You can't keep it on the road. It just breaks loose.
You know, Carolyn's got a CTS, and it's that way. When that thing shifts into second gear, you better have a good hold on it.
Well, the one I drove, you know, it was standard, you know, clutch. And speed shift from first to second, you better be wired tight, baby, because you just can't hold that car. You just can't hold it. It wants to let go.
So I get to sit down with my old friend, old Coast Guard buddy, Leon Hudson. And,
yeah.
And first thing he said was, well, we're expanding. We're going to be opening our Mobile, Alabama store here later on in the year.
Cool.
So that'll give him, it's going to be another store like out here in North Shore. And boy, I tell you what, he's between Leon Hudson and McLean Trailers and Bucky's, they got it going on, hadn't they?
Yeah.
I tell you, but those guys, they're going over that direction too. Bucky's has got a new one that they're building right there at the Foley exit, which is, what is that, the next exit past the Mobile Bay?
Yeah.
Right in there. But anyway, I was hanging around the Triton booth, and all of a sudden it comes to light that Triton has been sold.
Earl Bent sold it?
Who?
Earl Bent. Didn't he own Triton?
No. He's, you know, actually it's been sold twice. And now Fish Holding LLC has got it now, and that's one of Johnny Morris's.
Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah. So hopefully they don't cost improve the value out of that boat. But anyway, Earl's going to go over there and run that thing for him. So maybe he'll kind of keep an eye on things.
He might have got him a bird nest on the ground deal.
Hmm. Well, yeah. And he's my age, so he's getting on up there. But,
yeah.
You know, you just can't get us away from these boats if it's ingrained in it like we've got it.
Ray, you ever think you would live long enough to see the price of boats, of what they are these days, for what you get?
Get me racing like I did practically all my life, I never did think I'd live that up to what I'm old now. It's crazy, but the price of boats is, you know, just your everyday. I always have a baseline. I've got that Mastercraft 225 BRS, which is a 94 model. And when I bought that boat, I thought I'd lost my mind paying that kind of money for it. Now one like that is 100.5.
Wow. What'd you pay for that boat in 94?
I think it was 40. Yeah. I guess 45.
That was a bunch of money back in 94. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these days you got to $500,000 worth of speakers on them.
Wet sounds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, don't forget the LED lights, too, man. You got to have a couple of grand in lighting.
The boat where it looks like you're on a cloud going down the bay.
That's it. Hey, I was coming into work the other day, and there was a guy passed me on the freeway, and he had center caps, LED center caps on his mags lit up. I mean, that car, it looked like it was in a Christmas parade.
Mm.
You know, they're doing that with batteries, and I've seen a couple of them. You know, being close to Barrett like I am here, you get to see a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Tricking everything out, man. Everything's tricked out.
Well, aren't you glad we didn't do anything dumb like that when we were young?
I don't know. Boy, you had to have the right mag wheels. I was an ET mag guy. I love those light rims, the magnesium wheels with the five center spokes.
I was
Krager and Keystone, ET. That was the unilugs. The wheel would work on any car if you had the unilugs, you know, with a five lug pattern. And
right.
I hit an Armadillo one time at about 120, and, well, once that tire
went down, and before I could get that car stopped, my GTO, that mag had totally disintegrated. There was nothing left of it.
You know, they had a propensity to do that, especially if you put a crack on them somewhere. If you hit something hard enough to crack it, you better be ready.
Better replace it.
Implode.
That magnesium came all apart.
You know, talking about boat show people that are there and not there, it certainly did seem funny not to have Larry the knife guy. And then I always missed the sunglass lady.
Yeah, she wasn't there either.
No, it's been a couple of times that she's that, and
I know Salt Life's there, aren't they? Salt Life.
I'm talking about the chick that had the little spread and
yeah.
And of course, Benny mentioned the binocular guy. What do you suppose happened to him, Benny?
And I don't know. When we moved to our new configuration, he came in that first year, and he hadn't been back.
Because he was next to you for a couple of years, wasn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, he's...
Maybe that was a problem, huh?
Yeah. Maybe so. Well, all right. I've just about done a segment, hadn't I?
No, we got... I got about 8 more minutes to go to the next break. We got a new wheel here now, new clock.
That last segment is long.
Yeah, the last one is the longest.
So they're not all the same?
They were till last week. It all changed. Again.
Somebody in the ivory tower somewhere decided to change that all for you.
Yeah, you bet.
And John Boudreau's doing a good job.
Yeah, he is.
And
I'm just a piano player, Ray. They write the music and I play it. That's, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, all right. I'm going to move on down the road here.
All right, my friend. Have a good Sunday.
See you
later. Who are you pulling? Give me your picks on the ball games today. First one, New England and the Chargers. Who do you like in that one?
I tell you what, that's it. I noticed the Las Vegas line went to pick them for a little while yesterday, so they're looking for that to be pretty close. I tell you what, that Patrick Mahomes, that's the second coming right there. That boy is unbelievable.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. He's got a good team behind him, really does.
What?
We got a quarterback like that too. We can just get our. You got to have a line. You just got to have an offensive line and. You got to win those battles on the line of scrimmage, and
we got to teach our guy to pass sidearm like Patrick does.
Well, everybody has their own style, and he's definitely got it wired up.
You know, he never did do that much at Texas Tech because, of course, he didn't have the team behind him that he's got behind him now.
Well, that's true, but they saw the talent. The talent was there.
I'm telling you. Well, yeah, okay, so I'll take the Patriots, especially if the weather gets bad.
Well, and they're playing at home. You got Belichick for a coach. And, you know, the Patriots are as vulnerable this year as I've ever seen them, especially defensively. They're secondary. But they always seem to find a way. Not to mention they got probably one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time running that team, that offense. So
there's no doubt about it. I think it is beginning to tail off a little bit.
Well, it is. I mean, it's been a heck of a ride.
God, I'm telling you.
You know, I'll just look at, the Chargers, and I'll tell you, they're going to be tough to beat. Well, that's a pick 'em. That's a coin toss.
Yeah, it is. Phillip Rivers, he he can really do some startling things himself. He's pretty doggone.
He's very experienced. He's been around a long time, and
yeah, he's getting on up there. Is he 40 yet?
No, Brady's the one that's touching 40. I think 39 or so. He's up there. But
well, when you got the amount of money that Tom Brady's got and a good looking wife, what else do you need anyway?
I heard that. Eagles and Saints for the second ball game.
I'm going to take Saints on that.
Everybody's going with the Saints. Well, And them Eagles have been finding a way to win. It's just amazing how they've, you know, they struggled all year. They had a lot of problems, injuries and everything, but they're still in it.
Well, they have to play it in New Orleans, so that's always a
yeah.
The bookies always say that's a 3-point advantage, home field advantage for the
yes,
Saints
it is.
Anytime they're at home.
And Drew Brees is he's having a stellar year.
Another one of our Texas boys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many. One of these days, I'm gonna stop and count how many.
Did I just say Drew Brees?
Mm-hmm.
What in the world is wrong with me?
Anyway, you know, they all came. He came out of that Westlake in Austin, and I don't know how many quarterbacks has come out of that area over there. They're just growing them.
Something in the water.
Yeah. Okay, I'm heading out.
All right, Ray. Have a good Sunday. Good talking to you. All right.
See you, Ray.
All right. Well. 4:51 already. We have open lines. We have a clean board to start off the second hour with. And
they can give us a call up here at 713-572-4610.
That's it.
I thought I'd jump in there so you wouldn't have to.
That's good. That's mighty nice of you. I really appreciate that. Oh, well. So today is your last day at the show.
Last day at the show. We'll move out this afternoon at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Even early. Well, I'm sure a lot of you guys are glad that's over with.
It's been a long 10 days.
I hadn't heard, how much fiberglass has been moved out there.
I haven't heard. Generally, if they had a stellar show, you hear about it. But I haven't. I did hear that one salesman came by my booth that I knew, and that was day before yesterday, and she sold 3 boats that day.
Well.
Which, for the salesman, 3 boats in a day, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, but I haven't heard a lot more from the boat dealers.
Well, price of them, it's... Or
fiberglass is high right now.
Yes, it is. Everything is.
Yeah, everything is. You're right.
Except gasoline. It's getting cheap. Diesel ought to be cheaper than gasoline.
It ought to be, but at least it is going down a little bit.
Yeah. I found some the other day I filled up for $2.49.
$2.49.
And then I went and used my Kroger card, another fill up, and got it for $1.99 with my Kroger points.
Oh, my goodness.
That's the cheapest I've ever filled that diesel truck up for.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Kroger points.
Kroger points.
But you get one shot of the week, you know, since I don't let my wife use it because she's got a little old 12 or 14-gallon tank gasoline. I take a 36-gallon diesel and fill it up. Makes it nice. Real nice. All right, well, let's go ahead and take our top of the hour break, shall we? It's 4:54 here at Sports Radio 610. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.